Yes, even if you already said it.
Okay, we'll try again. All right, well, we're going to deal with the two haftorahs of tshuva, right? One is Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, and that's found in Sefer Yeshaya. And we it's good. I don't keep a weapon with me. And we read it on Tom Gedalia. The fact is that we read it every Tainus at Mincha time.
Oh yeah.
Right. It's interesting that it calls it one of the haftorahs of tshuva, especially for Tom Gedalia. It's interesting. But in any event, that's a discussion in its own right. So that's the first haftorah of tshuva. And the second haftorah of tshuva is what we'll read this Shabbos, the Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, and that's from Sefer Hosea.
Where's that one written?
That we'll get to that. In Sefer Hosea. Okay, so this is based upon what the Tosas says in Megillah, that all the haftorahs from the time of preceding Tisha B'Av, the three haftorahs of calamity, and those are called the Gimel de Puranusa, the seven haftorahs of Nechama, those are the haftorahs of consolation, and then after Rosh Hashanah we read the two haftorahs of Tshuva. The first one, like we said, was Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, that we read on Tzom Gedalia, and the second one is Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, which is in Hosea, which we're going to read this Shabbos. So let's take a look. The fact is that both haftorahs teach us a certain methodology in tshuva that's useful to learn. We should learn it from the psukim, and we'll hopefully be able to implement it in our own tshuva. So here it's starting. Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo Kira'u Bioso Korov. Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo Kira'u Bioso Korov. You should search out for Hashem when He is found. Kira'u Bioso Korov. Call to Him when He is close. Call to Him when He is close. So now, what does that mean? When Hashem is found, He's always found, right? The time is when He's closer, He's less close. So says the Aros Dvash. Right, there's Rav Yonos and Abeshitz. He's teaching us in this piece over here that Hashem is bringing us closer to Him now during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. In other words, the Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzo, which we'll see in the Gemara, is a reference. When is this unique time of searching for Hashem when He is found or is closer? It's dafka now during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So says the Aras Vash, Hinei Karamanu B'Drush HaKodem. Right? Hinei Koramarnu bedrush hakodem ki Rosh Hashanah hu kol shana hascholas habriya. Every year we start creation all over again. V'amin hayom haras olam. This is the day of the world is was conceived. V'imkain, that being the case, beyud yemei tshuva meorer osanu betshuva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tries to awaken us during the 10 days of tshuva. It's true. It's a prime time to do tshuva, but He is trying to awaken us to do tshuva. Under normal circumstances, a person does something wrong, so now get your act together, do tshuva. So you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and do tshuva. During a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Hashem is there being ma'orir us, right? That's the idea of Dirshu Hashem behimatzo. He's making Himself available to us in a way that He doesn't ordinarily do. Ordinarily, the way things are is what you put in is what you take out. You want to be close to Hashem, so put in. Right? You don't want to be close to Hashem, so you distance yourself. Tazveni yov yomai mazveka. You leave Him for a day, you become distant from Him, killed 2 days' travel, because he's killed going in the other direction. That's the way it normally is. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a unique effort to do what? To bring us close to Him. Raku morer osano. Raku morer osano. Morer osano. He awakens us, right? He awakens us just like in creation, because the act of creation was a unilateral act, right? There was nothing on the part of creation that says, "Oh, I want to be created." It's a unilateral act on the part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So too also, since we've just begun, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva begin on Rosh Hashanah. It's the day of creation. Hashem is there doing a unilateral act. Not a unilateral act in terms of forgiving us without us doing anything, but a unilateral act in terms of trying to awaken us. V'zeus darshu Hashem b'him matzol shu mamtzi atzmo lanu terem karino elav. He makes himself closer to us before we call out to him. Rak adarab, who nimtza mikodem lo rer libenu l'tshuva. He's there to awaken our hearts to tshuva. V'lachein im adam yiten l'libo. Right? He does put a proviso on here. If a person, as it were, pays attention, right, to his heart. In other words, he hasn't buried it under what he called many layers of what he called of whatever, of garbage. But what he called, but he pays attention to what he called to what's going on in his heart. If you tell the libo, yargish, you'll feel the libo, tamid, consistently, constantly, b'yud yomim elu, during these 10 days, ruach ham his orus l'tshuv of yiras Hashem. He feels moved. He feels, as it were, as though inspired. He feels as though someone is speaking to him. Come, do it. I didn't think he necessarily has to hear voices. Yeah, but the idea is he feels the inspiration to do it, and that's part of right, the his orus de la ela that Akash Baruch Hu, as it were, is unilaterally trying to bring us close to him. Even he gets involved in other things. He gets involved in business. He gets involved in this. He gets involved in acting. Libo dofek l'tshuva. Nonetheless, if he is at all discerning, you'll note that his heart is beating. It's the beat of tshuva. That's because Hashem Baruch Hu was trying to awaken us to tshuva, right, without our taking a first step. Fine. So that's what he called that. So the Yaros Tavash tells us. So that is what's transpiring during these days. If a person just wants to exhibit any sort of sensitivity, he'll note that Hashem is calling to him during these days. Yeah.
Sensitivity.
Yeah. If a person wants to, right, experience something, right, then he just has to be a little bit sensitive, and he'll realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to him. Now, the Rambam says, on these 10 days, right, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, he says, Afal Pisha Tshuva V'atza'aka Yofa L'olam, even though Tshuva and Tza'aka, calling out to Hashem.
Tshuva and who?
Tza'aka, calling out to Hashem. Right, crying out to Hashem, Yafa La'olam. They always are beneficial. They always have the capacity to work. Basara Yamim Shemayn Rosh Hashanah the Yom Kippurim he Yafa B'Yoseh. It's most effective during these 10 days. Umiskabelis Himiyad and the record and the Tzaaka and the Tshuva are accepted immediately. Now that's fascinating, right? Accepted immediately, Miyad. That implies that there are other times when a person can do tshuva, or a person can, what do you call it, a person can call out in tefillah, and it doesn't happen so fast. Maybe the result, in other words, the tefillahs might be accepted, but the effect, right, and the effect of the tshuva is not as immediate. Now it's immediate, which is fascinating. Shenehamar, Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. Search out for Hashem when he's made himself close. But medvar amurim be yachid. This is true when we're talking about a yachid, an individual. Aval atzibur kolz man she'osim tshuva betzoakim b'leiv shalim heimnan in shenemar kashem lokein b'chol kohen yilav. So Rambam tells us that really what happens is during the aseret yemei tshuva, the koach of the yachid, the koach of the individual, right?
Get the sense of the foot.
No, it's okay. The koach of the individual. Why don't I care at least a literal pronoun? The koach of the individual is like that of a tzibur, which is interesting.
Who said that, Rambam?
No, I'm saying that the Rambam is saying that what he called the tzibur is always there, right? A yachid, what he called, he has unique koach during these days. It's similar to what we discussed once in the Meshech Chochma that said that when you daven, right, when you daven, so we all daven facing towards the Makom Mikdash. Why? Because he says all the hearts, like the Gemara says, all the hearts, since we're all facing the Makom Mikdash, all the hearts of the Jewish people gel there at the Makom Mikdash. And when the Jewish people as a whole are attached, they're always l'malam in a teva. They're always above the world of teva. The Jewish people as a whole, right? as a concept, the body politic, the Jewish people as a whole, are always above the world of Teva, so therefore that generates a response in Tefillah, which is L'malo Men HaTeva. I mean, even though we may have made such a mess out of ourselves, but if we call out as a Tzibur, the Koach of the Tzibur is always higher than the Teva. He says that's why in the Makom Mikdash, because that's since all the Jews were focused there, in their Avoda, in their Tefillah, so the likelihood was a constant 10 miracles there. Constant 10 miracles in the base of Mikdash. Right, and it says in Avos, 10 miracles.
By heart.
What? 10 miracles. 10 miracles. 10 miracles in the base of Mikdash, because all the Jewish people were there as a whole, and the Jewish people were always the Malam and Ateva. So it comes out that during this time period, a person is afforded a level of connection to Hashem that he doesn't have under normal circumstances. It's an amazing thing.
One way Yitzhar is flourishing now.
Right? Because whenever there's an opportunity for Kedusha, the Yitzhar raises up his head. Right? Right? That we know. That we know. Wherever there's potential for Kedusha, the Yitzhar is really cool. That's like the Ramban says, that wherever there was more potential for Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he said the place was so destroyed. Wherever there was the greatest Kedusha before, now is the biggest Chorban. Yeah. So what should be our first step
towards what?
Right, towards what we're taking advantage of these days.
Okay.
Yirshu Hashem b'yimatzo. So Rav Elimelech Melezhinsk says, yeah, Zehu, right down here in this paragraph, Ma Tzad HaRishon, what's the first step? Likonis La'olam Shel Aser Semei Tshuva. Says the Rav Elimelech, Yirshu Hashem b'yimatzo, Perish, Dinei Hashem Yizborach, yeah, Boruch Hu, Molei Kol Ha'oretz Kvodo, Leis Atar Panui Minei. Gosh Baruch, whose presence fills, surrounds everything. There is no place that's vacant of his presence. Kishalah birtzono yizbarach livro es haolam lehetiv libruav hayetzorech letzamtzeim atzmo kidei lifnos makom lahamsi yizbruav. Right? You hear this?
No.
The idea that the Mekubalim talk about this, if Hashem is everything, he's the only objective reality, so how are we? So they say that this concept is called tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, where a Kosh Baruch Hu kilu constricts. We're not talking about constricts in a physical sense, because there is no body here, right? In other words, he constricts, he hides his presence. And that's what gives the ability for the world to exist. Right? His constriction of self, his hiding his presence of self, gives the world the ability to exist as what appears to be a separate entity. Says Rav Elimelech, Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. You have to, if you want to return to Hashem, just as He gave you existence by constricting Himself, if you want to reconnect to Him, you have to constrict yourself. Right? Because right now, what fills our world? Our me, myself, and I fills our world. There's no room in our world for Hashem. Because we've got all of our issues. We've got our angers, we've got our jealousies, we've got our desires, we've got our bank accounts, we've got our agendas, we've got this, we've got the next thing. All right, also there's the Lordy, right? There's also the Hashem, right? There's no room in our world for Him. If we want to find Him, just like He gave us existence by kaviyochol, by constricting Himself, the way that we, as it were, will find Him again in our world is by constricting ourselves.
Like what? Don't work.
Don't be so constantly egocentric. Right?
Egocentric. What? Don't stand in the middle of the street. Let's be egocentric.
Egocentric doesn't mean you walk around with your thumbs necessarily stapled to your suspenders. It doesn't mean that. Egocentric means that your agenda in anything you think, you say, you do is what's in it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's in it for me? Or what do you call it? I'm going to do it because this is who I am. This is what I want
to
do.
Under normal circumstances, we have to be the more humble.
Right, but again, humble, you know, see humble, it's
project ourselves that we want.
Right, it's not just in you know, usually we think that we call, well, I'm humble, of course I'm humble, I don't walk around saying I'm big cheese, right, etc. It's not just that though. Everybody's got different things, yeah, that are the expression of that me, myself, and I that I'm not gonna negate that in any way. Right? It doesn't have to be in being a braggart. It's not the people who are egocentric in this concept. When we're talking about exiting the world of egocentricity, we're not just talking about people who are braggarts, who are baligaiva and stuff like that. We're talking about people who what do you call it? I've got all sorts of issues, right? I want to say what I want to say. What are you saying? Does Hashem want you to say what you want to say? What do you want to say now? See, if I put it through the sieve of what does the Torah want me to do now, I'll speak differently. I'll react differently. I'll behave differently, right? But if I say, the heck with it, I'm not interested in listening to what anybody else tells me. I want to say what I want to say. I want to be what I want to be, right? Etc. Regardless of whether this is what is consistent with what Hashem wants from me, what the Torah wants from me. That's also a person who's living in his old world. His universe is revolving around him. Not everybody wants to be in the limelight all the time, right? Because I don't want to be in the limelight all the time, that means I have no issues in terms of ego. Of course I got issues in terms of ego. It's different issues. I get angry. Why do I get angry? Because I want to get angry. Did I think for a second, is that what Hashem wants me to do? Hashem is giving me life. He's pumping me anger with life.
Anger is an egotistical response.
Of course. It's all about me. It's all about me. Or I make sort of a crazy Guggenheim statement. Right? What does it have to do? Did Hashem want you to do that? Can you justify wanting to do that? Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Further. When we are in this state, right now we're in a special state. During the Seder Mitzvah, we're in a special state. Because the Yarosvash told us that Hashem is beckoning to us, come home. Right? He's tapping us on the shoulder, he's whispering in our ear, come home. Right? And the only reason we don't hear that is because whatever, we're too busy, you know, sticking our fingers in our ears.
Wife kicked us out.
We're too busy sticking our fingers in our ears, not because our wife kicked us out. Because we're too busy sticking our fingers in our ears, that's why we don't hear
it. So we're being distracted.
Right, we're distracting ourselves, what do you call it? If we understood, right, if we stopped distracting ourselves, then we would reframe our wife kicking us out, right, in a different, what do you call it, in a different setting, right? Right, what do you call it? If we could, okay, understand it as a setting of... she's squashing me, right? She is really caught. She's destroying my self confidence. She's destroying my. I'm not saying it's pleasant. I'm not saying it's pleasant, but it's cool. But if I'm going to look at it, first of all, if I want to really deal with it, right, from the framework of what Hashem wants from me, so the first thing is this is a new sign that Hashem is sending me. How am I going to deal with it, right? Now, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to lie down and say, okay, that's fine, you'll just kick me out again, right? No problem, I'm not going to say anything, right? Maybe I should say something, how to say it, but the first statement has got to be, what does Hashem want from me over here? Because he's the one who's behind the scenes, right? It doesn't excuse anybody if they do something that's wrong from having done that which is wrong. They're still chayav for their choices in life, but the first question is, what does Hashem want from me by sending this to me? So says the Malbim on this pasuk, Dirshu Hashem b'Yimatzo. Right? He's not necessarily interpreting it in terms of Aser Simei Tshuva. He's interpreting it as a mefarish in the Navi. But I'm saying we can learn from the Malbim. What? How should we relate to things now?
You haven't even read the Malbim yet.
What?
Which one was the Malbim?
No, we're going to read it now.
Oh, okay.
Right? He says Dirshu. He said, "Recall it's Rotzalomar Aval HaYeshua." Bechlala tluya b'tshuva ma'isin tovim lachen dirshu Hashem dirshu. He says dirshu. Chila yesh lecha lizayer shalotazov et Hashem latzeis mi beis chaklal. Like, just it's so interesting. The example that you brought up, my wife threw me out, right? My wife threw me out. So this is exactly the mashal that he's using, not necessarily from that direction, right? But recall, he's using the mashal of what we call it, of a couple. Mm-hmm. When Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo, when you've got a relationship,
where is he found?
Foster it. Foster it. Don't allow chasms and what we call it, canyons to be formed, right? Foster the relationship. Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo. Hashem is close to us now. So the first thing is don't chase him away.
Go to Las Vegas.
Don't chase him away. In other words, by not controlling the certain negative aspects of our personality.
That's a good one. That's
right?
Good
by one. Not controlling certain aspects of our negative. Yeah. Like let's say recall let's say by making like making record without thinking making, you know, comments, etc., that record that that deflect, you know, and what do you call it, and cause, you know, a lack of focus. Right? So that's what he called that's shooting from the hip. That's really cool. That's not being Dorish Hashem Behimatso. He's here. Let's keep him close. Alright? Let's keep him close.
He's really got nice eyes today.
Where's the defibrillator in the room?
Continue.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Dorish Hashem Behimatso. Right? So that's the first thing he says to the Malbim.
Foster it.
Right? Foster it.
What's the word foster?
He says, Dirshu, to search out for Hashem. Dirshu is the Lidrosh, is to search out for him. To look for him. Behimatso while he's here. And it's really called stay focused. Right? But it's a tremendous opportunity there in these 10 days. A tremendous opportunity. So what do we do? We finish Rosh Hashanah. We finish dip the apple in the honey. Make a bracha loud and clear. Hashanah tova umesukah. Have a happy, sweet new year. Fine. And then we go to sleep until Yom Kippur comes. Comes Yom Kippur. What do you call it? Yom Kippur. We've got 10 days, exquisite days, of where he's, what do you call it, where he's close to us. Starts the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Right? And the 10th day is really called as Yom Kippur. Okay? So we go and get 10 exquisite days. We have to foster the closeness. That's what's in the Malbim. Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo. Search out for him. Yeah, when he's close. But let's say we mess up. Right? We've heard say that it happens upon occasion. Right? Kiro'u b'yoso korov. You have a tiff. Right?
A tiff for a tat.
No, that's a tit for a tat. A tiff. A fight. So what he calls, you have a fight, right? He's using the muscle of a couple, right? So first thing is foster the relationship. Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo. When the relationship is good, foster it. Don't just take it for granted. Foster it. Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo. Let's say you mess up, right? So now there's a gap between you. Kiro'u b'yoso korov. Call out to him while he's still close, right? When the person is still close, they're still in the house, right? Call out to him, right? Right? And then he says, right?
Who am I?
Right. Right. In other words, don't allow him to distance himself. True, we also call him Kwa'altum, we're still close. Don't allow him to walk out the door. Right? We do stupid things even during a Sesame Tshuva. Right? We shouldn't do stupid things. We should do it Hashem b'imatzo. Let's say we messed up. But still, Kirov Yosakorov. Do immediately. Fix it. Fix it. What do you call it? Fix the damage that we tried to done. Kirov Yosakorov. Probably still close. Fine. Further.
Tell me about
this. Is the Gemara, what do you call it? Yeah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Right?
Tell me about
this. Right, Yudches.
I'm a Rav Shmuel
Bar Inya. Mishveda Rav. Shmuel Bar Inya said the name of Rav. Minayin the Gzar Din Shal Tzibur She'eno Nechtam. Right? How do we know that the Gzar Din, the final edict of the, what do you call it, of the Tzibur is never signed? Signed, right? Nechtam is the Chatimah's signature.
E'eno Nechtam.
Ain't no nechtam, says the Gemara. Well, it's not signed. V'haksiv, it says in a pasuk in Yirmiyo, nechtam avoneich lefanai. Interesting. There, nechtam is written in the pasuk with a chof. Mm-hmm. That means a stain, right? But the Gemara is understanding him. Nechtam avoneich lefanai. Your sin is signed before me. So how can you
what
say...
What does that mean, signed?
In other words, what do you call... You're signed and sealed. So how, what does that mean? How can you say that the Tzibur never has a Gzar Din that's Nechtam, that's signed and sealed? The Pasuk Yiri says it is. El Af Al Gav Shenechtam Nikra. Says the Greek word, the Gemara doesn't mean it's true, it doesn't mean that it never is signed and sealed. It is signed and sealed. But in spite of the fact that it's signed and sealed, it's still beginning to be torn up. Shenamar Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. Lika Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. Right? Who is likened to Hashem in all our callings out to Him? He's always there for us. In other words, we can tear up the Gzar Din, the Tzibur. Of Aksiv, the Gemara asks a question. Yishu Hashem B'himatzo. Why do you say that what you call, whenever you call out to Hashem, He tears up the Gzar Din? There's a pasuk says that we're going to say, that we, they said the first Haftorah of Tshuva that we're just been talking about. Yishu Hashem B'himatzo. There are times when Hashem is close. Right? And there are times kind of when He's not close. And when He's not close, He says He's going to tear up the, what we call it, the Gzar Din.
What does it have to do with the Gzar Din?
In other words, if He's close, you know, the Gemara understands that a person could always achieve. And there's the Gzar Din. What's the Gzar Din? The Gzar Din is what we call, it's been signed, it's sealed. Right? And it's in the hands of the shluchim. It's in the hands of the emissaries now. It's been given over. Now, the only way you can retract that is if you get close to what he called to the king, the one who issued the edict, right, and ask him to change it. Right? You can't do anything now. You can't talk to the people who are in charge of implementing it. The king. It means you've got to get close to the king. But you can't always get close to the king. Why? Because there's Dir Hashem being Matzo. Search it out when he's close. There are times he's close, times he's not close. Says the Gemara, right? Says the Gemara. I lost the place. Yeah, says the Gemara. Hosam yachid hachabat tzibur. The tzibur always can return back to the king, right, and have him tear up the edict. The yachid has a unique time when he can tear up the edict. That's during a Aseres Yemei Teshuva. To tear up the edict. Okay? Again, there are other opinions about this. But okay, fine. When are these 10 days? When are these 10 days? Says the Gemara. Amos, when are these 10 days? Amar Rav, Rabba Baravua. Elu Asara Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom Kippurim. These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Those are the days where Hashem is close. And as Dush Hashem Bimatzo is talking about these days, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. And how do they bring a raya? He says, Zivahi Kaseres Hayomim, Hayigo Hashem Es Novo. Right? He was a person who insulted David, who defamed him, right? Who wouldn't help him after David had done tremendous favors for him, etc.
Who's that?
His name was Novel of Carmeli. And it says that what he called that after he did this, after he defamed David, after he, what he called, he used Mizalzel on David, he got 10 more days of life, and then he died. Notice he didn't do tshuva during what he says, he made tshuva, and he died. And he dies.
Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, the idea that our din is not sealed because we have these 10 days to make up for it.
Right, because that's what that we know from the Ramchal, from the Gra, that of the earthly din, and it was on Rosh Hashanah, right, there were three books that were open. The Tzaddikim, the Rishayim, and the Beinonim. The Tzaddikim and the Rishayim are immediately signed and sealed into, we call it, full connection to Hashem or total disconnection from Hashem, right? And then, for everybody, require the Beinonim, what is their attachment to Hashem? So, it's during these 10 days, up into and including Yom Kippur, when we call all that's being decided. And then Yom Kippur, finally Hashem says, okay, you got it together, I see you have the material to be connected, finally be connected. Whereas the Rasha already showed he had no material to connect. The Tzaddik, what he called, already showed in Rosh Hashanah that he's already connected. The Beinoni, the guy in the middle, so what he calls he makes it through the, what he calls, 10 days, comes to Yom Kippur, he's got his act together more, Hashem says, okay, fine, you're connected. When it comes to the temporal din, what's going to happen in Olam Hazeh, according to everybody, for everybody, that's finished on Yom Kippur. how much money, how much parnasa, how much kavod, how much, what do you call it, God forbid, tzaras, we should be spared from them, what do you call it, how many good things, etc. It's all driven by the upcoming events, the upcoming attractions, right? For the next year, or all that din is finished on Yom Kippur. So synopsize, we call Reb Tzadok here, right? Reb Tzadok says a very fascinating thing. That's in the Sisse Lila, the last citation on page 1. He says a fascinating thing. He says that what comes out, so it's a fascinating thing. The Gemara said, right, that a person's gzardin can be signed. Nechtam. Nun ches tof mem. Nun ches tof mem. And the Gemara says that type of gzardin, can be torn up by tzibur at any time, and has record an individual has the ability to tear that up during a seres yemei tshuva. Now, in the pasuk that they learn it from, where do they learn it? They learn it from a pasuk that says nechtam with a chaf, right? That means a stain. It's a stain. So says Reb Tzadok, what does it mean when there's a gzardinus nechtam on a person? It's not necessarily that Hashem has signed something. You know, he signed this paper, that paper, the next paper, etc. It's the idea that the person has so deeply stained himself, right? He's so totally made his false persona. We talked about Tehillim last week, right? That's also Shabbos. That a person can create for himself a false persona. He becomes so accustomed to a certain mode of behavior that he assumes that that's him. And that's what the pasuk in Kohelet, the Reb Tzadok explains it. The pasuk in Kohelet says, "Ei shalat to Adam ba'Adam l'ralo." There's sometimes one person subjugates another person. Says Reb Tzadok, it's not talking about when one person enslaves a second person, a second individual. It's when a false persona in the person subjugates his true persona, right? In other words, if I think of myself, I'm incapable of not getting angry. I'm incapable of not making stupid comments. I'm not capable of not being jealous. I'm not capable of, what do you call it, of controlling my eyes. I'm not capable. So then once he assumes that I'm not capable, that's me. But that's not him. That's his Yetzer Hara. He has allowed a false identity to take over. It's the first example
of one extreme to another.
Right, it's an example of the body snatchers, right? In the sense of the body snatchers, it's the soul snatchers. I think it's me, and it's not me. I am capable of more. I'm not saying the person should take upon himself all sorts of things he's not capable of doing. We're talking here about what's right. I'm not talking about what's chassidus. We're talking about what's right. Everybody has the capacity to do what Hashem wants them to do, with the ruts on Hashem in terms of right and wrong. But when I become so accustomed to the fact I am a Baal Taiva, I am a Baal Kas, I am a Baal Kina, I am a whatever it is, right? I'm a Baal Burn Batalin, whatever it is. So then he becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. That is a very difficult thing. That's a stain. That's a stain that establishes the chasima. That establishes this signed and sealed upon him. It's not like Hashem signed it. He signed himself. He signed himself into it. So that's what it means. That during these days, because you can always do tshuva. You can always do tshuva. The problem is that those types of averus, which are because a person has allowed a false persona to take over, right, what he sees as being his identity, he needs help for that. He could still do it even if he didn't have any help.
How much do you charge?
But during these days, during the 10 days of Seres Yemei Tshuva, because Baruch Hu is giving a special help, he's tapping special, I'm here for you. So we have the opportunity, right? A tzibur, when they get together, they're on a supernatural level, right? Okay, they can always do it. They can always pull it out. But the yachid, when he's so accustomed to this being his persona, he needs a special, his orus, he needs a special, as it were, unilateral awakening from the outside, and that's what Hashem gives us. During these 10 days, you can, as it were, come to grips with who you can be. I would just add that what it called during this time period, it's also the Mashiach Chachma talks about the idea that there's a unique time period also to do tshuva, not to just do tshuva, but also to make amends in the world of Ben Adam Chavero. Because the mitzvah is to completely be matire oneself, to completely cleanse oneself on Yom Kippur. Let's say Hashem Titaru. You should completely, on Yom Kippur, you should completely cleanse yourself. But you cannot completely cleanse yourself if you don't take care of your issues Ben Adam Chavero before Yom Kippur arises. It's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchos Yom Kippurim, that we require a person is mechuyev to appease his friend for the reward for the damage or the pain or reward the slander or whatever he did to him, right? He's mechuyev to appease him before Yom Kippur. Because otherwise, the effect of Yom Kippur can't fix that. And a person is mechuyev to struggle to completely cleanse himself. Fine. Okay, now let's look at Shuvah Yisrael at Hashem Elokecha. The Haftorah from this week. Shuvah Yisrael at Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta bavonecha. Shuvah Yisrael, return Israel ad Hashem Elokecha, until Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta bavonecha, for you have stumbled over your avon. K'chuim lachem dvorim, take with yourselves words. In other words, vidui, words of confession, etc., words of tefillah, words of tshuva, v'shuva l'Hashem, and return to Hashem. Imru elav, say to him, kol tisa avon, completely take away my avon, lift it off. The kach tov, right? And in its place, take only good. U'neshalma parmes haseinu, and let our words, and let our lips, which are saying the words of vidui, the words of tefillah, the words of tshuva, let them take the place of the korbanos that we don't have the opportunity to bring anymore. Fine. Says the Gemara, right, in Yuma. Right, those words are more important than the korbanos even. Says the Gemara in Yuma, Amar of Levi, G'dola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod. Great is tshuva that it reaches until the holy throne, ad kisei hakavod. Shenemar, Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Return, O Jewish people, until Hashem Elokecha. Means it reaches. What do you mean, until Hashem Elokecha? That's just saying, do tshuva. He said, you reach ad Hashem Elokecha, you reach it to the Kisei HaKavod. So it continues the Gemara in Yuma. Yeah? Amar Ish Lakish. Gedola tshuva, shizdonos nasas ol kishkogos. Zdonos, the things that a person does with premeditatedly, with malice aforethought. Zodon, mazid. Right, the tshuva has the ability to transform zdonos into shkagos, as though he did it by mistake. He did it on purpose, but tshuva has the capacity to water it down till it's only a shogeg. Shenemar shuv Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha ki chashalta bavonecha. Bring our pasuk here. Return to Hashem ki chashalta. Chashalta means to stumble. Stumbling is what you do by mistake. You don't stumble on purpose, right? Chashalta bavonecha, but an avon is what you did on purpose. The two terms don't mix and match, right? They're not parallel to each other. An avon is something you did on purpose. A michshol is something you trip over. Elamai, the pasuk is telling us, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Yom, I'm sorry, that you should return to Yisrael, you should return to Hashem. You chashal to avonecha. If you return to Hashem, then the avon that you did on purpose will be like a michshol, like you stumbled over it, right? That'll be like a mistake. Right, it'll be like a mistake. That's what he called. That's the that's what the passing is telling us. That's the first thing. Tshuva has the capacity to transform, right, a mazid into a shogeg. Oh, but then the Gemara asks the question, right? V'amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish himself said, G'dola tshuva, shizdonos nasos gizchuyos. What do you mean? Tshuva has the capacity to transform something you did on purpose into a merit. Into a merit. Right? Not to just to remain a sin, but to be considered a shogeg, as though you did it by mistake, as opposed to doing it on purpose. It can be turned into a merit. So understand, which is it? Answers the Gemara. Right? And he brings a proof. Shenamar, Vishuv Rasha Mirishaso, Vasa Mishapsal Mishpat Utstakab. Where Russia returns from what he called from doing his evil things, and he does in its place Mishpat Utstaka, Aleim Hu Yichya. This will be a source of life for him. What? Right? So that's what he calls it becomes a schus. Not only we're saying that the thing he did on malice of forethought before now all of a sudden is no longer considered as though he did it with premeditated fashion, as though he did it b'shogeg, but he's saying that what that it's as though it's a schus, it's a merit now. Answers the Gemara, right? Lo kasha kami ava kami yira. It depends. If you do tshuva mi ava, you do tshuva mi yira. Do tshuva ava, tshuva mi yira. Fine. So let's just address this just for a scooch here. Right? The difference in tshuva mi'ava and tshuva mi'yira. Right? In tshuva mi'yira, right, a person doesn't want to be bashed up by the way they call it, by the midas adin. Doesn't want to be bashed up by the midas adin. Okay?
Which one is that? Mi'yira?
That's yira. One second. That's Tshuva Mi'yira. Tshuva Mi'ava is where a person wants to return because he recognizes he wants to return to the source of his very being. He wants to restore and record because of the greatness of Hashem. Do you still feel that there? Now?
Thank you. Is that as far as it goes?
Well, I left that closed.
That's okay. Thank you.
So the Tshuva Mi'ava is because you wonder. You realize Tshuva Mi'ava is you realize I have nothing other than what Hashem gives me. Right? If I'm disconnected from Him, I'm leading a phantom life. I'm not real. I'm really not real. I have to turn home to Him because He's the source of my being. Tshuva Mi'yira is I'm still holding on to like I'm separate, but I don't want to get smacked up. Right? I like this world. I like this world. I'm happy in this world, and wherever. I'm not saying a person has to be miserable in this world. Chas v'shalom, right? But that's what my life is revolving around. That. But I don't get smacked up. So that's Tshuva Mi'yira. I did the wrong thing. I'm sorry, I did it. Right? But in Tshuva Mi'ava, I realize that I only am because Hashem wills that I'm being. So as much as I'm attached to something which is detached from Him, I'm even detached from myself. I'm not. I'm living in a mirage. I'm living in a dream world. I don't live in a dream world. I want to be with my source. I want to be with Him. So the Sefer Haredim says a very fascinating thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says that there's a big plus, right, to this idea of Tshuva Mi'ava as opposed to Tshuva Mi'yira. He brings from the Ramah of Meir Levi, yeah, the Rishon. He brings that there's a steer, really. There's a contradiction in two Gemaras. The Gemara in Yuma says that depending on the type of aver you did, so you need, tshuva is not enough. First is, let's say, Mevatla Mitzisese. He doesn't feel Mitzisese. He does tshuva, that's enough. He fixes it. If he's over on a Losase, so he needs tshuva and Yom Kippur, right, to finish cleaning him up. If he's over on a Losase, Sheish Bo Kares, or Mrs. Besden, he needs tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim, right, to cleanse himself. And if God forbid he's over on Chil Hashem, he needs tshuva and Yom Kippur
death, and
Yisurim, and the only thing that finally cleanses him completely is death.
Death. apart.
Right. So now he says, but what does that mean? In Avos, in Pirkei Avos, it teaches us that tshuva and ma'asim tovim are like a treese, are like a shield before piranhas, before calamity. If you do tshuva and ma'asim tovim, yeah, so then what do you call it? Then there's nothing, what do you call it? No calamity can befall you. But it doesn't make sense. The Gemara says that for certain types of affairs, you need, God forbid, Yisurim, right? To cleanse you. So you need them to cleanse you. And here now in the mission office, it's telling you, don't worry, if you do tshuva and ma'asim tovim, it's a shield. What do I want a shield for? I want to get cleaned up. So there are other answers to this question, but he says, right, quote, the difference, just in terms of our topic over here, the Rav Meir Halevi says the answer is, it depends if you do tshuva mi'yira or tshuva mi'ahava. Mm-hmm. If you're doing tshuva mi'yira, in other words, I'm happy with who I am, I don't want to get too, you know, what do you call it, I like, but I want to do what the Creator said to do, okay, now I don't want to get bashed up, so if that's the way I'm approaching tshuva, I have to wait time, don't approach tshuva, and sometimes that's the most we can do, we have to be honest with ourselves, right? Really, in order to get to what he calls the tshuva mi'ahava, you really got to be thinking. You have to really be thinking. You can't just sort of glide with it, right? You can't just glide with it. You really got to be thinking. So then, even somebody calls if you're doing tshuva mi'ahava, so then sometimes you need, in addition, your Yom Kippur, your Surim, and also, God forbid, even death, right, to finish the cleansing job. But if a person does tshuva mi'ahava, says the Rama, then you don't need these extra things. Fine. Okay, so now, we have a problem over here, right? And let's just deal with this problem, and that would call that will be sufficient. The problem is, we had in the Gemara over here, right? In the Gemara in Yuma, it said, Amar Rav Levi, right? The first, there were two citations of the Gemara in Yuma. Amar Rav Levi, G'dola tshuva from Agas ad Kisei Kovod. Tshuva is so great it reaches to the Kisei HaKavod. That's mashma. That implies that's the best. That's the absolute best. Ad Kisei HaKavod.
So how do you get the
true meaning? Oh. So now, so time out. What?
Got something in your throat?
Right. Listen. You see, what he calls it, so that's precisely the point. The first Gemara, Reb Levi says, G'dola tshuva shemagad at kiseh kovod. Shenemar shu yisrael Hashem elokecha. So that's, and no one's arguing with him. That's the highest madriga, sounds like. Tshuva reaches the kiseh kovod. Okay? The next Gemara, though, says, Amrei shlokish, G'dola tshuva shizdonos lasos kishkogos. Rav Sheshit says that the greatest tshuva is that Zdonos can be turned into Shkogos. Shene'amar, and it brings the same pasuk, Shuv Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashalto Avanecha, like we said before. That your Avon that you did on purpose turns into a Shogeg. Then the Gemara asked, remember, but didn't it say that, what do you call it, that merits? Then the Gemara brings another pasuk that says, what do you call it, brings merit, it says the Gemara. So this pasuk over here, Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, is talking about when a person is Shav Meira. Meira. Right?
It turns into merit in the Meira?
From Meira, you don't turn into merit. That's the other pasuk. The other pasuk that, what do you call it, that the Gemara brought. Shuv Rasha Mirishasav, Asa Mishmer Staka, Aleim Hu Yichye. That's a different pasuk, not this pasuk here. So this pasuk is talking about Shuv Meira. How can it be this pasuk, which is talking about G'dola Tshuva, that reaches the Kisei HaKavod, sounds like the highest madriga, it's talking about Tshuva Mi'ira. No, and where does Tshuva Mi'ahava take you? Right? To Star Trekville? I mean, what's the story? So Stam, by and by, the Sefer Haredim brings down that why B'chalal did the Novi Hoshea tell Shuv Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashalto B'Avonecha. He says he didn't want to record, you know, To do tshuva mi'ahava, is a higher madriga. He started with the lower madriga, right? Maybe he can't do more than that, right? And then afterwards, the aspiration, the hope is, he talks about it, you see it in the psukim themselves, that afterwards we go, hope is that you'll turn into tshuva mi'ahava. But nonetheless, this pasuk, l'chora, according to Gemara Yuma, is talking about tshuva mi'ahava, and at the same time we say this pasuk is describing the incredible koach of tshuva, it reaches the kisei kovod.
That's a true Amira.
Right, so what's going on? So take a look at what he called the Sfasemis. Let's just do the Sfasemis. Ki chashalta b'avonecha. Zenema l'chol ish Yisrael. So the first thing he tells us is a very interesting thing. Ki chashalta b'avonecha. Zenema l'chol ish Yisrael. You have tripped over your sin. Va'af shechota v'hershia harbe. Even if you've done a lot of sins, Tzorach Haman, you have to believe ki ikar nekuda Yisraelis shebo hu ibim koma. A person, that's the one we talked about, allowing a person's persona to be taken over by a false persona. But a person's always got to know that his essential self is still there. No matter how many sins, right, he's done. It's always, right, it's not his true self. It's a shogeg. It's not really him, and therefore he has where to return to. You know, in his core he's still pure. He can always return to his core. He should never believe that he's sinned so much, right, that he's destroyed his innermost self. He can't destroy it. It's undestroyable. I'm allowed myself to be overcome by temporary insanity by doing all these things. I did with nonsense, but that's not really me. Ad Hashem Elokecha, Chius Eloki Sheyesh B'chol Ish Yisrael. Right. In other words, what does it mean? Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. The Ad Hashem Elokecha that's inside of you. Right. We're thinking about Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. We're thinking about the Chveis. I don't know. We're in the starship. You know, whatever it is. You know, with Spock and Kirk. Right. You know, Uhura navigators here. We gotta get to the Kisei Kavod. That's stupid. Right. That's stupid. The Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha is what's inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
To return to our essential selves inside of us. And this is not a simple point. Because we're always thinking, what do you call, we got to return to Hashem. Inside of us, that's what we have to return to. Who we really are. Like we say every morning, Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahorahi. And neshama remains pure.
So what does it have to do with Meir Haba?
Not yet. He's coming. Again, this Sfasemis wasn't just coming to address our question. This Sfasemis was talking about a few things. But what he's going to say is also going to answer our question. Okay?
We'll
he said especially... He said especially on Shabbos you have a koach. That's why it's called Shabbos. The Chassidim called Shabbos Tshuva.
Right.
Right. It's called Shabbos Shuva because from the word Shuva Yisrael, but they call it Shabbos Shuva because the closeness of Shabbos gives a person a greater capacity, as it were, to be able to do this job, to turn inward, to recognize the purity that's inside of him someplace, and to return to that chamber of purity that's still inside. Fine. Then he continues. Isa, here in this paragraph right here. Isa.
Comes.
Or no, there we quote. No, there we quote. No, it is. It is. Isa, we find it says. Isa, in the Gemara. We find in the Gemara. Zdonos nasin schuyos. Right? That's what he called. That's tshuva me ava. Zdonos nasin schuyos. The zdonos, right, become merits.
Uh-huh.
And then the Gemara says,
"Oh, we learned that before."
We called it Shuvah Yira, right?
Yeah.
One, we said the pasuk of Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashal Tov Nechah, talking about Shuvah Yira, right? So, right, fine. So, he's saying that
merits,
right? And the Albert says merits. That's a different pasuk. So, one's Shuvah Yavah, Shuvah Yira, but our pasuk here and our pasuk, which says "Go Shuvah Shemagat Ad Kisei Kavod," that is talking about Shuvah Yira. Well, what's going on? Let me says here, V'yish Lahavin. Came to Shneim, Shavu L'Mekomam. It's a fascinating thing. The Gemara says, when he quote, Tshuva reaches Kisei HaKavod. So he understands that means every Tshuva reaches the Kisei HaKavod. Like we said, it's a funny thing. This Pasuk is talking about tshuva miyira, and yet we're saying we just kisei kavod. He says yes, every tshuva has to reach kisei kavod.
Therefore,
in other words, he takes it for granted that every tshuva is going to reach the kisei kavod.
So
what difference does it make if it's ava or yira? What difference does it make if you have to do ava or yira? Right? Ach be'emes ki bli ava e'efshe l'shuv. Right? It's not possible to return to the kisei kavod without ava. Because what does it mean, the kisei kavod? It means to return to standing before the Creator and knowing, right, I only am because He wills that I be. Right? And therefore, I have to, at all costs, remember, right, and live my life within the framework of that knowledge that every moment of existence is only because He's willing me that existence. And the minute I step out of His will, I've stepped out of reality. This is home. This love for the Creator is really self-love of myself. Because it's really cool, because I have no other self. It's not possible, he says, to do tshuva without it being me'ava. Or, rak tichsiv, o'avam nedova, u'perish rashi, sh'af she'en ru'uyim, esnadev le'ehov osam. It says, o'avim nedova. O'avim nedova. Right? Rashi says, even though they're not ro'ui, I will love them as a gift. V'udavar pele. That's an amazing thing. Ech shach nedava la'ava.
Say that.
Here. Ovam nedava.
Where did you find that?
The end of our parak here in Shuv Yisrael, in Hoshea. Arapeh moshos meshuvasam. Right? He says, Erpa meshuvasam, I will heal their waywardness. Oavim nedava. I will love them as a gift. Kishav api mimenu, because my anger has been turned away from them. So says Rashi, right over there. Here it is in Hoshea. Says Rashi.
Hoshea.
Yeah, here in Hoshea. Says Rashi over here. Sha'af she'en ru'uyim, even though they're not worthy, esnadev le'ahov osam. I will voluntarily love them. So says what he called. Says the Sfasemis. V'hudava peleh. That's an amazing thing. Eich shayach nedova la'ava. How can you volunteer to love? Iber shagam al zeh yesh mishpat al midot midot. Of course, the truth is, really called, that even this is, there's really called the different levels. He says, mishpat karav atzmo af she'enu yodeh eich. A person who tries to bring himself close, even though he doesn't even know how to do it. Rak, megageel ashuv la'shem yizbaruch, misnadiv atzmo af she'enu yodeh eich liskarav. I want to come close. I don't know where to begin. I don't know how to start. I want to just come close. The person's like, he's going meshuga. I don't want to come close. I don't know what to do. Where should I begin? What should I get rid of? What should I do better? We go, etc. Kvokhin Hashem yizbaruch, misnadiv le'evol voso. So in other words, the idea of Hashem volunteering to love is even when a person doesn't have a clear path on how he's going to do it. I don't want to come home. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to do it. So Hashem says, just like you are as volunteering to come back, but you don't know how, so too I'll volunteer to love you. Okay? So he says that, the first thing he says. V'nimtza hashav miyira, Hashem yizborach, mikirbo, umisnadiv lo ava belivo. Makarvam, sorry, umisnadiv lo ava belivo. Umisnadiv lo ava belivo. You hear what he's saying? If a person wants to come back, he's been shoved in a year. I really want to come back, but you know, I'm really too attached to Olam Hazeh to think in terms of, right, I have no other existence other than what you give me, etc. Right? And therefore, to come home to you is really come home to myself. And if I don't come home to you, I have no self. It's hard for me. It's hard for me. I'm too caught up in, you know, in this world and stuff like that. But I'm so sorry about the things I did wrong. And I really don't want to continue doing things wrong. And I want to come home. I just don't know where to begin. I don't know how to start. Hashem will implant in that person's heart Ava. That's a gift. And even though he didn't come to it on his own, but because he's struggling, he's trying, he wants to come home. And just, what can I say? I'm too much of an Olam Hazeh person, right? It's hard for me. I can't figure out where to go. I don't know where to turn in a labyrinth. Hashem will implant in his heart Ava. But a person who, on his own, right, implants the Ava, he's obviously on a higher Madrega. So that's why the Pasuk, right, Shuvisar Hashem Elokecha, right, we reach Ar Hashem Elokecha, we reach the Kisei Kovod, right, that's by every tshuva. And it's always going to be through Ava, because the only way you can be by the Kisei Kovod is by Ava, because I want to be standing in front of reality and know what reality is. There are different ways to get there. One way to get there is if I unilaterally say, what I realize, I come to that conclusion, I worked at myself, I realize that all of the world of dimion, all of the world of fantasy that I live in is nonsense. I want to live in the real world, a complete attachment to Hashem. So his own Ava brought him to the Kisei Kovod. But the other person is recorded, it's like so much of us, it's like us so much of the time. I say I want it, but my actions don't belie my words. I do this and I do that and the next thing, and how do I get out of here? I want to come home. Hashem says, fine, I'll give you Ava. I will give you Ava as a gift. Right? So it's not the same as the first guy, but Lamais, in the end, they both got Ava. And that's how they can be Ad Kisei HaKavod. That thing was like be a Kisei HaKavod. Let's just conclude with one last thing that the Sasevis says. Right? Last, what he calls the last thing that the Sasevis says. From Abina Mapshisk, the last little paragraph here. Adonai Aviskeni Muriv Rabizal, right? His grandfather, Chidush Arim, said, Higid B'Shem Arav Mipshisischa, right? What he called the Rabinim. Amasha Kosov, it says in our Parsha, this week in Parsha is Vayelech, final season of Vayelech. Yeah? Alkein Kiyen Elokai Bekirbi Mitzuni Aroos Ha'elech. Person says, because God's not with me, that's why all this disaster has befallen me. Ki Nechshav Lechet, that's a sin. Why? Shitzorach Kol Ish Yisrael Hamin Kiyashem Yisbarach Bekirbo. A person should never think, right? Just like the Sasem said at the beginning, you should always know that there's a chamber of purity inside of us. We are a person, as it were, always is attached to Hashem. He should never say, Ki'in l'kai b'kirbo. Hashem never abandons a person completely. He can never remove Hashem from himself completely. All he can do is bury, right? He can bury that spark under layers of garbage, but he can never extinguish it, he can never drive it out. Person always has to strengthen himself and know that Hashem will never abandon me. He's always inside of me. I just have to uncover what he called what's there. But to believe that he's been abandoned because of his sins, right, is itself a sin. So Maisa, we should aspire to Truv Mi'ava. We should also know that as much as we can do, we're not chopped liver. Hashem will give us Oavim Nadova. He will give us a gift, right, of being there, standing in front of the Kisei Kovod with our Tshuva. He should hear our Tfilos. He should hear our Tshuva. He should see our Tshuva. We should improve our ways. We should learn more Torah. We should do more Chesed. We should try and stay away from the foolishness of this world. And we should come up, ultimately, from Yom Kippur, swelling as sweet as a fresh rose.